WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A man who works at the New Orleans jail is now in jail, arrested and accused of shutting off the water to a toilet to help 10 prisoners escape through a hole behind it late Thursday night. District Attorney Jason Williams.
I mean, Stevie Wonder can see that this was an inside job.
Four of the prisoners have been signed, sealed, and delivered back, six others still on the loose. President Trump on Capitol Hill urged Republican holdouts to support a multi-trillion dollar budget package. The president told hardliners not to fool around with more Medicaid cuts. We can't use his word. Afterwards, some holdouts would not say if they were convinced. The British government is suspending free trade negotiations with Israel, slapping new sanctions on the West Bank settlements over Israel's military actions in Gaza. Prime Minister Keir Starmer addressing Parliament this morning.
We're horrified by the escalation from Israel.
Israeli Foreign Ministry saying it will not be pressured. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Two people are dead after what police at UW-Platteville are calling an isolated incident on Monday. The Platteville Police Department said early in their investigation they found there was no danger to the public. The campus was put on lockdown for about an hour and a half, and people were asked to avoid a dorm area. Police didn't release much information at all at a press conference last night, but hours later they released the following. Two 22-year-old students, Kelsey Martin of Beloit and Hallie Helms of Baraboo, had died in the incident at Wilgus Hall, a dorm on the UW-Platteville campus. Finals are canceled this week, and the campus will stay open so students and staff can access mental health resources. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that would keep Thermo Fisher Scientific in Dane County. The company employs 1,800 people in Middleton and was being lured by other states. Lawmakers crafted a plan to give Thermo Fisher extra tax incentives that passed with bipartisan support. The company is also planning on expanding, which should create an additional 350 jobs. And Wisconsin is number one for Drug Takeback Day this spring. According to Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, the state collected more than 56,000 pounds of unwanted medication. That's more than any other state this year. In the 15 years of the program, Wisconsin has collected about 1.37 million pounds of medication. That's third place behind Texas and California. Drug Take Back Day happens twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. Getting rid of drugs that are old or no longer needed can help prevent accidents and substance misuse. You can visit the DHS website to find year-round drug collection sites. There are more than 500 of them across the Badger State. You can find more Wisconsin stories on our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The crew hosts the Orioles.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Orioles again tonight in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers' William Contreras with four hits and the go-ahead RBI to win 5-4. I asked Contreras, how can he play catcher with that fractured middle finger on his left hand?
It's hard. Sometimes morning is hard to move it, but I have to do too many things in my finger to put in hot water and cold water during the day and get ready for the game.
NFL owners meetings underway today in Minnesota. The Packers will reintroduce a proposal to ban the Eagles' tush push. Green Bay confirms they've signed their first round draft pick, Matthew Golden, to a 4-year deal worth over $17 million guaranteed.
No, that's something they can expect out of me as a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day I'm trying to get better, you know, 1% better and just perfect my craft. You know, I'm bringing that dog mentality.
That's Packers rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Wet and windy today, with gusts approaching 40 miles per hour and high temperatures 20 degrees below average, only scraping 50. Slap some wind chills on top of that, plus the rainfall soaking at times, a good 1 to 2 inches is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Substack blogger and author Mike McCabe.
And we've decided to cancel the Banana Bread Competition.
What? Oh, no!
Yeah.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Top of the Tuesday to you. A little funny moment this morning. Senator Maggie Hassan was interviewing Kristi Noem, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, cabinet official, the chief law enforcement officer for the nation, arguably. And she said, "What is habeas corpus?" And Kristi Noem says, "Habeas corpus is the constitutional right that the president has to be able to remove people from this country." And Senator Hassan says, "No, that's incorrect." And of course it is. You know, habeas corpus is Latin for produce the body, and it basically means that you can't be thrown in jail without a court proceeding, without an opportunity to fight back. And, you know, to have Kristi Noem have no frigging clue what habeas corpus is shocking. It's absolutely shocking. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about today. In addition to that, the final checkmate, Republicans move to destroy the balance of power. I'm going to get into this, and then Erwin Chemerinsky, distinguished professor of law, dean of the University of California at Berkeley's Law School, is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour for a quick interview about this very issue. This is absolutely shocking what is now in this big, beautiful billionaire tax cut law or bill or, that the House is pushing. Also, a huge warning on the loss of freedoms of speech and the press in the United States under Trump. In the second hour of our program, the Trump administration is investigating and charging their political opponents now. And if you're Venezuelan and here legally, you could still end up in prison or deported. I'll tell you about that. And Trump's no taxes on tips has become instead no health care for restaurant workers. I'll lay out the details to that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Donald Trump tries to BS Americans about his phone conversation with Putin, but Russia isn't going to let him get away with it. Yeah. Putin is still playing him like a fiddle. And FEMA is AWOL in tornado-ravaged parts of America. Are we surprised? We'll get into that in the third hour of the program. But to start out, my daily take today over at HartmanReport.com is titled "The Final Checkmate, Republicans Move to Destroy the Balance of Power." And here's how it works. This idea of a three-part government where power is broken into three sections, three different divisions of government, the legislative, the executive, and the judiciary. This idea originated in many ways with the Iroquois Confederacy and the famed lawyer, late 18th century lawyer Montesquieu, if I'm correct on the dates there, double check me. But he wrote this famous book called The Something of Laws, The Essence of Laws, or words to that effect. Anyhow, that really animated the founders. I mean, Jefferson and Adams in particular, constantly having conversations about this. Thomas Paine as well, Alexander Hamilton. And Montesquieu's idea was the reason that dictators emerge, even in democratic societies like Greece and Rome, ancient Rome, the reason the dictators emerge is because there are no checks on their power. And so let's create three branches of government, and each one has relatively equal power in terms of their ability to constrain the other two. So Congress can pass laws telling the Supreme Court what they can and cannot vote on and defining their budget. And even defining, you know, when they meet and what they, you know, how many members they have. So Congress can regulate the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court can tell Congress, no, that law that you just passed is unconstitutional. We're going to strike it down. Both those groups can restrain the president. Congress can pass laws saying the president may or may not do a particular thing. You know, can't get rich quick, can't take airplanes, can't, you know, whatever. You know, they can pass laws that have to do with campaign finance and how the president can run or not run for re-election. All these kinds of, how many terms the president can have. So Congress can regulate the president. And the Supreme Court can enforce those regulations against the president. And in fact, the entire federal court system can. And then, of course, the president has the power to have oversight over Congress. If he thinks somebody in Congress is doing something wrong, he has the police power of the nation. He can have them investigated or arrested, as we just saw with this representative in I believe it was in Maryland. And the president also has, with regard to the Supreme Court, you know, some say in as much as the president has to nominate Supreme Court justices. They all have to pass through the Article II branch to become the Article III or become members of the Article III branch. So here we have three branches of government that check each other. Keep in mind, you have to have all three checking each other functionally to not end up with a dictatorship. So here's what's happened. Congress has completely surrendered, or at least Republicans in Congress have completely surrendered their power to President Trump. So they are no longer checking Trump, regardless of how bad his impulses may be. Which means that the only limit to Trump's power right now is the courts. That's it. I mean, you could argue that the press plays some role, but not really. I mean, the press is designed to inform us, but it really doesn't have power. And so what they have now put into this new, big, beautiful billionaire tax cut bill is this just absolutely insane quote, which says, and this is the law, it says, or the proposed law, this is the amendment to the big brutal bill. No court of the United States may use appropriated funds. See, this is the Congress using its power of the purse. May use appropriated funds to enforce a contempt citation for failure to comply with an injunction or temporary restraining order if no security was given when the injunction or order was issued. Now, what this means, let's say that the ACLU decides to sue the Trump administration for, you know, violating our civil rights. What this says is if the ACLU does not put up a bond when they make that lawsuit, then, and the judge rules in favor of the ACLU, and Trump refuses to follow or even acknowledge the court's order, as is largely what's happening right now with the Supreme Court's order that Kilmer Garcia be brought back to the United States, a 9-0 ruling. The only way that the court system can enforce their rulings is through the power of what's called contempt of court. They can hold the individual lawyer who is arguing on behalf of Donald Trump in contempt and throw his or her, you know, butt in jail. They can hit them with fines that get progressively greater and greater and greater. This is the only way that the courts can enforce their orders. Otherwise, it's just moral persuasion. Now, the kicker is that when you sue the administration for violation of civil rights laws or violations of, habeas corpus or whatever it may be, nobody ever puts up bond. There are thousands of these lawsuits, or hundreds of these lawsuits, certainly that are, you know, high visibility versions of it, against the Trump administration right now. There's not a bond involved in a single one. So what this means is that if the courts, basically what it means is that the administration is free to ignore the courts, and the courts can't enforce their actions with a contempt of court citation. Dr. Chemerinsky, who, as I mentioned, will be a guest on the program at the bottom of the hour, he said, he wrote yesterday on the Just Security blog, he said, without this contempt power, judicial orders are meaningless and can be ignored. There's no way to understand this except as a way to keep the Trump administration from being restrained when it violates the Constitution or otherwise breaks the law. This would be a stunning restriction on the power of the federal courts. The Supreme Court has long recognized that the contempt power is integral to the authority of the federal courts. Without the ability to enforce judicial orders, they are rendered mere advisory opinions which parties are free to disregard. He says this is an effort by the Trump administration to negate one of the few checks that exist on its power. This is just over the top. And this is right now in this legislation that the House is voting on today and that, you know, they're going to be sending to the Senate. It is time to call your members of the House and Senate and tell them to stop this, this piece of this law that would eliminate federal court's ability to hold the administration in contempt of court. 202-224-3121 is the phone number for members of Congress. It's for the Congressional Switchboard. Give them a call and let them know what you're thinking. If we don't, we should all be practicing our Heil Trump salutes like Elon does.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour, back with more of the news of the day and your calls at this point.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest of the Black Conversion Show. And I'm inviting you to the Black Brilliance Gala, hosted by Urban Triage on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Join us for an elegant night celebrating unsung heroes. For ticket information and to learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org.
Feeling stressed, frustrated, ready to break something? Come to Crashbox Therapy, Madison's newest therapy experience. Throw some plates, hammer a toaster, smash your stress away, and feel the relief. You worked all week? You deserve a break. Literally. Great for corporate events, holiday get-togethers, or any day ending in Y. Book your session now at CrashboxTherapy.com. 319 Beltway Highway, right next to Pitcher's Pub. Crashbox Therapy. Come let it all out safely, loudly, and guilt-free. Make your appointment at CrashboxTherapy.com.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? You need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails is a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time, at getnativepath.com/Tom. 8 million jars sold, 8,000 five-star reviews, 365-day money-back guarantee. Go to getnativepath.com/Tom now. Supplies are limited. Demand is surging.
Not a shot or scream was heard. No breaking news, no marching boots, just a line buried in a word. Three branches turned to tinder, and the match was struck with stealth. While billionaires bought silence, and democracy was shelved. This is the final checkmate. King stands all alone. No court, no law, no balance left. Just marble turned to stone. They sold the soul of justice for a tax cut and a throne. This is the final checkmate, and the tyrant's taken home. Judges cry contempt, but the gavel hits the air. No chains, no jail, no justice left, just darkness draped in care. The House has bowed and yielded, the Senate sealed its fate, while freedom's ghost walks restless through a rusting White House gate. History forgets the tame. This is not some distant war. It's right here at our door. This is the final checkmate, where silence is the crime. The Constitution bleeding ink, erased in real time. They crown the man who mocks the law and strip the courts of might. This is the final checkmate. Now stand or lose the fight. So call the halls of power, shout through every gate, before we learn too late, too late. This is the final checkmate.
Welcome back. There you go, the final checkmate. Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour, and let's pick up a call here, and then we'll, because Erwin Chemerinsky is coming up next. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I am just so thankful for you, Rachel, and Lawrence for giving us the real news. Thank you. Thank you. Tom, I was blown away watching Rachel and the corruption of Kushner and Don Jr.
Yeah.
They think they have the power to do anything they want in another country. The Syrians didn't let Trump Jr. and Kushner get away with it. They wanted to go in there and tear down a historical monument that the people kept.
Yeah, that was Serbia, not Syria. Syria, the way that the former terrorist Al-Qaeda leader who now runs Syria, the way that he and killed American soldiers, the way he got Trump to suck up to him is he's offering him a Trump Tower in Damascus. But back to Serbia.
Yes. So they kept the building in Serbia, and it was bombed in the 90s by NATO. And so here's the thing. Kushner had a historian write a government form that said they could tear it down. And Serbia monument.
That's okay. I can finish it for you. It's a forgery. I mean, it's just insane, isn't it, Jessica?
The guy's in prison.
Yeah, yeah. It's a forgery that is allowing Don Jr. and Donald to build this property on this historic site in Serbia. It's insane. Jessica, thank you for the call. Dr. Chemerinsky is up next. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You're going to want to hear what the dean of the UC Berkeley Law School has to say about this. Stick around.
I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511, because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
Hey, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, two swell Appleton gentlemen join me in the studio. First, comedian Rob Breckenridge, then owner of Appleton Cigar, our pal Norm Kopeski, is here to talk about Smoke on the Fox.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The average home in Madison is now worth close to $500,000. That's according to a new report from the city assessor's office. Home prices skyrocketed through the pandemic, and now that trend is slowing down. So prices are still going up, but at a more sustainable rate. In 2020, the average single-family home within city limits was valued at $315,000. Now it's $481,000. There were two times back-to-back during the pandemic where values rose more than 12% in just 1 year. But from 2023 to 2024, they only rose about 5%. That puts property value increases closer to pre-pandemic growth. And on top of that, the number of houses sold is also dropping. About 2,200 single-family homes were sold in Madison last year. That's about half the number of homes that were sold in 2022. This could all signal a return to more modest growth for the city of Madison. Overall, though, there was a record $1 billion in new development last year. Now, the housing shortage has been a huge problem in Madison and Dane County. So let's look at their progress building new housing so far this year. 521 units have been completed since January 1st. City staff say now that the weather is getting warmer, that should pick up the pace for builders. 4,200 units are currently under construction. And when it comes to housing that's considered affordable, about 90 units have been added so far in 2025, and more than 900 are currently being built. The city of Madison is expecting to have 18,000 more residents just in the next 5 years. So the goal is to add 15,000 new homes by 2030, and at least a quarter of them should have the long-term affordability designation. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wet and windy today, with gusts approaching 40 miles per hour and high temperatures 20 degrees below average, only scraping 50. Slap some wind chills on top of that, plus the rainfall soaking at times, a good 1 to 2 inches is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Kira Sabin, our positivity psychologist coach, will be here in her second of a 3-part series on building community. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For all of your support.
Did
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. On the line with us is the Dean and Jesse H. Choper Distinguished Professor of Law at the University of California, Dean of the Berkeley Law School, author of over 20 books, including his latest, No Democracy Lasts Forever, How the Constitution Threatens the United States, which was published last year. He's authored over 200 law review articles, a frequent contributor to op-ed pages in major newspapers. UC Berkeley Law at bluesky.social is his Blue Sky handle. Professor Erwin Chemerinsky, Professor, welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we've spoken, and I'm so glad you could be with us today.
It has truly my pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you. I was shocked by your article that was published at justsecurity.org yesterday, and cited it in my own rant this morning. Let's start at the beginning. The original idea of the founders was that there would be three branches of government that would have the ability to check the power of each other in order to avoid the rise of a dictator. This was the big innovation of America back in the 1770s. You want to speak to that and the importance right now of, you know, now that particularly that Congress has surrendered, or at least Republicans in Congress have surrendered all their oversight power to Donald Trump, that the courts stand in that breach?
The framers of the Constitution were deeply distrustful of executive power. They believed, as you just said, in separation of powers and checks and balances. James Madison, in Federalist Paper Number 10, said, and I quote, "The accumulation of all powers, executive, legislative, and judicial, in the same hands is the very definition of tyranny." Alexander Hamilton, in Federalist Number 78, talked about the importance of judicial review. The words in the Constitution are meaningless unless they're enforced, and we need the courts there to enforce them.
So the mechanism of enforcement, I mean, you know, the Congress can, you know, pull money from the president or from the Supreme Court, Article 3, Section 2. They can even regulate the court, but arguably define what the court can rule on. The court has the power to, and they can oversee the executive branch as well, and investigate it and all kinds of things. The Supreme Court and all the inferior federal courts, the only power, my understanding is, the only way that they can actually enforce their decisions is through the power of contempt of court. Can you fill us in on that, explain that?
The courts don't have, in the words of Alexander Hamilton, the power of the sword. They don't have a military to enforce their orders. They don't have the power of the purse. And so what they do have is contempt power. Courts can issue orders, and if anyone violates those orders, they can be held in contempt of court. There's criminal contempt that has criminal penalties. There's civil contempt where somebody's fined or put in jail until they comply with a court order. But without the contempt power, courts are really rendered powerless.
So here we have a Congress that has already surrendered its power to Donald Trump, and the court system that is sort of holding the line here. The Supreme Court, for example, has said that Mr. Garcia must be returned to the United States 9-0, and that's, you know, the administration's ignoring that. So the only power the court has to enforce this is contempt. And along come the Republicans in the House of Representatives and say, we're going to blow that up too?
They've put a provision into the large budget bill that says, in essence, that federal courts cannot use their contempt power in any case if a bond was not required with regard to a temporary restraining order, a preliminary injunction, or an injunction. And this applies to all court orders that have ever been issued. So generally, courts don't require bonds when there's constitutional cases against the United States government. It doesn't make sense to require Abrego Garcia to post a monetary bond to be able to come into federal court. But what this would say is to the order in that case, in every order in a school desegregation case, prison reform case, antitrust case that's ever been issued, it is from now on unenforceable by contempt if the judge at the time didn't require a bond. And as I said, bonds almost never have been required in suits against the United States.
And the way contempt would work, generally speaking, right now, and I'm not an attorney, but my understanding is that a judge could start with the lawyer who's standing in front of them, you know, say the Trump administration lawyer who's defending their refusal to bring back Mr. Garcia, and hold that person in contempt and throw them in jail or fine them with progressively greater fines. And then they could reach beyond that even. And is it possible that they could even hold the administration itself in contempt or even the president in contempt?
Likely they can't hold the president in contempt because in 1982, the Supreme Court said that presidents can't be held civilly liable for that they do in discharging the duties of the office. And last July, the Supreme Court said a president can't be held criminally liable for official acts. But anybody else who violates a court order can be held in contempt. Agencies can, and at times have been held in contempt. And so what this would do is say no court orders against the federal government, against any level of government, against anyone could be enforced by contempt unless a monetary bond had been required. This would make all of the orders that have ever been issued unenforceable.
Wow. And tell me if I'm overstating this. Without congressional oversight and without the ability of the courts to enforce their own orders, it seems to me that we're left with one of these three branches of government essentially holding all the power, the police power, basically all the power, and that would be the president. Doesn't this, in essence, turn Donald Trump into a dictator?
It's not coincidental that Republicans are trying to limit the judicial check on the president at the same time that Donald Trump is claiming unprecedented executive authority. If the president can violate the Constitution and there's no court that can enforce an order against him, then you really do have a dictatorship. There's no limits on what the individual can do.
This is deeply shocking. And this is in this legislation that these guys are promoting. Why do you think it is that, to the best of my knowledge, you're the first person to have sounded the alarm on this, and there seems to be no interest among the American press in this. What's it going to take? Why would it be that this is just being treated like, it's just another little provision in the law?
I'm not the first person to sound the alarm. Others have recognized it. I think in answer to your question, some of it is it seems to be about a technical issue concerning civil procedure. It involves applying a particular rule of the federal rules of civil procedure. Some of it is that it's a small provision in an extremely large budget bill. Now, my hope is if it passes the House, and obviously I hope it won't, but then when it gets to the Senate parliamentarian will say that this isn't about budget at all. It therefore isn't properly in a budget reconciliation bill, which would mean it would then be subject to a Senate filibuster.
Oh, interesting. And so that would be, if we're reaching out to our senators, that would be something to encourage.
Well, I think what we most need to do is what you're doing, publicizing this so that people understand that it's there and the consequences of it. Again, the idea would be that this gets stripped out of the budget bill in the House. But if it goes to the Senate, then the next most important thing will hopefully be the parliamentarian of the Senate will make a ruling on whether this is a budget matter. If it's not a budget matter, then it's not part of the reconciliation bill, and then it's subject to a Senate filibuster. The thing about it being a reconciliation is that reconciliation bills under the so-called Byrd rule are not subject to a filibuster.
Right, right. But although they can only last for 10 years. My recollection, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, is that during the last Trump term, the parliamentarian in the House refused to go along with some provision of some law that the Trumpies wanted, and they've replaced that person. They fired her, as I recall. To what extent is the parliamentarian in the Senate
subject to political pressure. How hopeful are you that this person will be able to maintain their independence and strip this out of this legislation?
I am very hopeful. I mean, the parliamentarians have traditionally been politically independent. There's a benefit to the Congress in having people make those procedural rulings who aren't making them for political reasons. Obviously, we're seeing so many unprecedented things. We could see an effort here to try to undermine the independence of the parliamentarian. But at this point, for this bill, I think that may be our best hope.
Yeah. We're speaking with Professor Erwin Chemerinsky, the dean of the University of California, Berkeley School of Law, an author of more than 20 books. Any final thoughts on this?
Let me tie this together with something that was heard in the Supreme Court last week, and that's whether federal courts can continue to issue nationwide injunctions. Notice that what the Trump administration is trying to do is lessen the power of the federal courts to be a check, eliminating the ability of a federal court to issue a nationwide injunction, make it much harder to check the president. Limiting the ability of a federal court to enforce its orders by contempt would limit a check on the president. And I think at a time we're seeing a president claiming such unprecedented authority, we should be very wary of lessening the few checks that exist on the president, the few ways we have of enforcing the guardrails of democracy.
Yeah. Amen. Professor Erwin Chemerinsky, distinguished professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley School of Law since 2017, and the dean, author of more than 20 books, No Democracy Lasts Forever, his most recent. Professor Chemerinsky, thank you so much for dropping by. It's great seeing you again.
Thank you for having me. It's always great to be with you.
Thank you. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Mental health is healthcare. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worry wart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You've taken gazillions of great photos, your kids, your pets, your desserts. And then what? What have you done with them? Well, FreePrints is the app for iPhone and Android that lets you print your photos, you guessed it, for free. With FreePrints, you get 1,000 4x6 photo prints a year for free. All you pay is a small shipping charge. Want something larger? It's easy to print other size photos for next to nothing. There's no cost to download the FreePrints app, and it's simple to use. You just select the photos you want to print, choose 4x6 or another size, and you're done. Your premium quality prints will arrive in your doorstep in just days. No subscriptions, no commitments, just free prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, see for yourself why FreePrints is one of the world's favorite apps. Just get over to freeprints.com and download the app. Or you can download it directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's freeprints.com for the FreePrints app. I've been using this for years. And I got to tell you, it is absolutely amazing. We got pictures all over the house from FreePrints. Check it out. FreePrints. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind? Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
You know, Tom, it's been 40 years since we've had an immigration bill.
And yeah, 80, what was it, 80, 86 was the last one?
I think it was 86. And in that 40 years, immigration has become the central topic, political topic. And yet here we go again. All of this crap that the Republican Congress has essentially just abstained from its assuming its powers. And they're passing tax cuts again, but no immigration bill. Trump's first term, he had a Republican Congress, no immigration bill. John Boehner said that they didn't pass an immigration bill when Congress was Republican when Obama was in there because they didn't trust them to enforce it. And I would say, well, what the hell is their problem now? Yeah. They got Trump?
Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure you'd want the immigration bill that they'd come up with, but Paul, you always call in about legal issues here, and you're well educated in that realm. I'm curious your take on what Professor Chemerinsky had to say about this tax bill having a provision that would literally turn Donald Trump into a dictator.
Yeah, what I was thinking about was when he was saying that is I had a biography of Albert Einstein, and he became an American citizen, and he had a friend, another Swiss scientist who came in the 1950s, and the night before his citizenship hearing, he was telling Einstein, you know, Albert, this Constitution, I think it's a recipe for despotism. And the book didn't say why he thought that. And I was like, and I can't remember who it was, and I don't have the book anymore, but I really wanted to know why he thought that, because really smart people can read things and say, oh, I see a problem here. And yeah, this is it. And you're right. The courts are being just basically, well, J.D. Vance said, ignore the courts. And now the Congress is willing to do this, is to stuff this. And it's going to be in there because this is a writer or a stuffer that they can put in, and they can pass this with reconciliation too.
Yeah. Well, right? Maybe. I mean, that's Chemerinsky's big hope, is that the Senate parliamentarian will say this has nothing to do with budgets. The problem is that the provision says that no appropriated funds may be used. In other words, it references appropriated funds in the first words of the provision. So I think it's probably going to make it through, but we'll see. Paul, thanks for the call. Yeah. It's always nice hearing from you. Yeah. I appreciate it. Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today? Tom in Pittsburgh, listening on Sirius XM. Going once, going twice. Jim in Auburn, New York. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I called you recently about Trump not using FEMA, wants to defund it. And the recent storms down in Kentucky where people are dying and it's a mess and he hasn't given them any help. Also, when I was in Florida, like about 10 years ago, they went over with the sea levels rising, Florida's going to be underwater. What do you think the future of the South and the country looks like if we don't figure out a way to fix this global warming?
Yeah, it's going to, you know, there's absolutely no doubt about it that these severe storms are going to get worse and worse and worse. The warmer the atmosphere, the more moisture the atmosphere can hold, the more moisture it has, and the more heat it has, the more the heat is a form of energy, the more energy it has. That not only drives the ferocity of the storms. I mean, that one tornado in Kentucky yesterday was a mile wide. I grew up in the Midwest where we had tornadoes every single summer in Michigan, and I don't ever recall a tornado being a mile wide. I mean, yeah, they'd be 300 feet wide, you know. So the fact that the air can hold so much more moisture, means that we're going to see many more of these massive flooding events, you know, where you've got these rivers of water in the sky that are just pouring down. So, it seems to me like the worst possible time to gut FEMA. But hey, they got to pay for a tax break for billionaires here. So FEMA's got to go, Jim. This is when we should be yelling and screaming at our elected officials, particularly if you have a Republican.
Well, the thing is, though, how many times can we keep rebuilding and then get it, you know, destroyed again?
Well, eventually, I think it's going to be the insurance market that's going to force, an end to Reconstruction, or at least a change in the way construction is done. It is possible to build buildings that are hurricane-proof or tornado-proof, and it is possible to redo buildings in ways that can deal with, you know, other kinds of natural disasters, including earthquakes. Jim, thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. The Trump administration investigating and charging political opponents now.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, it's me, Yaliva. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump met with Republican lawmakers today on Capitol Hill, trying to boost support to get the GOP reconciliation bill across the finish line. That package would slash key programs like Medicaid and ensure tax breaks for the wealthy. ABC's Jay O'Brien says House leaders want to vote on the measure by Memorial Day.
Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't appear to have the votes. Holdouts in his party, some calling for changes to Medicaid, others saying that they want a higher cap on the state and local tax credit. And then there are rank and file members who say they are concerned that this bill could change too much from the one that House Republican leadership promised them.
International pressure mounting for Israel to boost aid into Gaza. Yesterday, the first aid trucks rolling through for the first time in 11 weeks after Israel lifted its blockade. Several weather alerts, including the threat of tornadoes stretching from the south to the northeast. This past week's storms now blamed for more than two dozen deaths. This is ABC News.